What have you done now?
This is the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Welcome inside the Hall of Fame. I'm Booker T, six-time world heavyweight champion, two-time Hall of Famer. Got my man Brad Gilmore here with me. As always, they call him the Boat. And you know it, man. Producer extraordinaire, DJ Jerry Heller, also known as at Jerry Bo Knows. That's with the Z. Hey, guys, it's that day. It's that time, Thursday. You know, ask, book, whatever you want to do. Ask the man. You know, I'm talking about bistro cooking tips. I'm talking about if you want the shine and the gloss. I can hook you up. If you're having relationship problems, I can do that for you as well, man.
You got some advice. You got some experience.
Hey, look here. I've been there. I've done that. You know what I mean? I know about, if your woman cheat on you. You know what I mean? Kick it to the curb. Take everything. And when I say everything.
You mean what?
Everything. Hey, man. I had to go to the dentist today, man. I had to go get a filling, man. And, man, I hate going to the dentist. And I was.
When was the last time you went?
6 months ago. I go twice a year. Okay. You know what I mean? I ain't one of the brothers who just go every, 8 to 10 years. All right? You know what I mean? I ain't got the braces and all that, but I go kid and clean and I'm cleaned up and all that.
I hear you.
But I went to the dentist and I used to be so afraid to go to the dentist and get the needle and get the Novocaine and whatnot. About 4 months, 6 months ago, I took my daughter. And my daughter, she's 9 years old, and I took my daughter and they had to do some work on it. And they had to, numb her, and they had to give her the needle. And I was like, man, I know she's going to be afraid, but she said, Daddy, you got to go with me. And I was like, cool. And, hey, man, watch that drill, man.
I thought I was going crazy. What's that sound? That's that drill, man.
He scared me right now. But they told my daughter that they was going to paint whatever color rainbow that she wanted on that area. And they was like, what color do you want? And she was like, I want pink. And it was like, what do you want? You want it right here? And she was like, yeah. And I was like, man, is this going to work or not? And they was like, okay, now we're getting ready to paint it. And then they gave her the shot and they, painted it, whatnot. And I was like, she didn't even move. She didn't even flinch. And I was like, wow. So when I went into the dentist today, I thought the same way for myself. I said, the only thing they're going to do is paint a little star.
Right? So what color of the rainbow did you get?
I picked red. and they gave me the shot. And I didn't even feel it. It felt like, it wasn't a pinch. Or anything like that. And I was like, wow, man, I think I'm over my phobia of going to the dentist and getting the shot now, I was like, wow, man, this is really cool. And I think I learned it all from my daughter.
Well, look at you. Look at you now. Yeah, look at you now.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Hey, man, we just had a special guest just walking the door. Ryan Cooper, president for the Houston Roughnecks. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. You got the hand claps. Come on, where you at?
There we go, Jerry. How's it going, Brian?
Not too bad, guys.
How you doing? Hey, man, kick off, man. Kick off,
my brother.
Man, just around the corner, man. February 8th. Nice. How quick this did this date come?
Oh, it's funny. It's halfway, you know. It's coming quick, but I'm also excited as well. So I feel like, you know, it's I can't wait for it to get here. So it's a it seems like it's been moving real fast, but at the same time, 9 days from
moving
now we're gonna kick this thing off.
Yeah,
so.
Moving real fast, as in the moniker less stall and more ball.
Exactly.
Tell me who came up with the slogan?
That's the commish, Oliver Luck. Yeah, he came up with that. Came up with that slogan. I love it. I mean, I was talking about it this morning, folks. Yeah. I said, you know, it's exactly it. We're gonna have a good fast game, and I think fans gonna love it.
Yeah, June Jones, famous for the run and shoot offense. We know all about June Jones. He's one of those legendary figures. Almost kind of like Dusty Baker. We got Dusty Baker.
We did get Dusty Baker.
I mean,
Baker.
Big ups. We got Dusty Baker here. So talk to me about how excited are we to have June Jones?
It's incredible. I mean, June is, you know, that he started the run and shoot offense with Miles Davis here with the Gamblers. You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that he's one of the few coaches to have coached two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in both Jim Kelly and in Warren Moon. And so we're going to score points. I think fans are going to come out there next Saturday. You're going to see, we're going to be lighting up that
score.
Man,
I was so mad when Warren Moon left the city. I cried. I cried that day. I don't think we won another playoff game.
I wonder why.
No, but the stadium. Let's talk to me about the stadium. What the fans got to look forward to coming out to TDECU Stadium.
We're gonna have a whole lot of good stuff out there. You know, we're really trying to enhance that fan experience, and just, you know, we want to make sure the fans come out, have that great customer service. Yeah. We're gonna do all the little things right. That's a big thing for me. I want to make sure when you come in there, you know, all the things that you expect you'll have. And so, but we're going to have a tailgate. We got an official tailgate light out. Look, you can't have football in Texas without tailgate.
Right.
So that's happening. It's going to be in our blue lots. We're going to have a tailgate plaza out there also, with maybe some food trucks and a beer garden out there to start off. We got a kid zone in place as well. Yeah. We got what we're calling the Tough Shed Plaza. Or we're going to have a Tough Shed. It looks like it's our logoed out, and we're going to have merch in there, and it's where fans can gather. We might have some radio folks out there as well, and so it's going to be exciting.
Brad, yeah, this is the new home.
Now, Brad and I, we were just talking last night because I just got home last night from Miami, and I'm going to tell you, it's crazy down there. Getting ready for the Super Bowl this weekend. I can't wait. Actually, it's going to be a great game. But it's parties galore going on. I mean, we getting ready to kick off, you know, the inaugural season of the XFL. What are the parties, man?
Well, we're working to have that party on Saturday night and Saturday afternoon. But we are going to be, look, we're going to have a fan party at Pitch 25 at 6 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yeah.
So you definitely got to come. You both invited.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we got to be there.
We're just talking about that.
You know, the Fox, our Fox national team, Kurt Menefee, Joel Klatt going to be there. Our broadcast team with Nate and John going to be there.
Yeah, ESPN 975 Zone.
Yeah. So it's going to coaching team's going to be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. So
I'm excited for all of this. I'm excited for the parties. I'm excited for the merch. I'm excited for it all. But how do we feel about the players? How do we feel about the team? Is the team well constructed? Do we think that we can go out and go all the way this year?
I think, you know, like, I'm obviously going to be objective, right?
I hope that you would be.
But I think our team is real strong.
I think we're going to be
a force to be reckoned with in the league, and I think we got a pair of great quarterbacks in PJ and Connor. We got Andre Williams, Heisman finalist back there in the backfield. We got Sammy Coates out there, you know, at wide receiver. We got Coney Ealy on the other side and Gabe Wright. And I mean, we got some good guys.
Jerry Bow and I were talking last week. We did read Chad Ochocinco came and tried out for the team. He tried out for the kicker position.
Wow, what kicker?
I think that was a false rumor.
Okay.
I do not believe that.
What are the teams though? Out of the eight teams that we know, are there any ones that you see like off the gate? Like this might be one that we're going to have to see again down the road.
I think all of them are going to be tough. I think they all showed something at training camp. I think they all got some great – all of them have great players. You know, you got rival Dallas. You know, Dallas is always going to – we got to get up for Dallas.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
Dallas is going to be the big game. They got Coach Stoops up there. They're putting some stuff, some special together up there with what they're doing. St. Louis is going to be good. L.A. is our opener, right? You know, Coach Moss is going to have those guys ready. You know, Tampa's going to be tough. I always say I got a little soft spot for Tampa because they're the Vipers. I used to be Vipers president with the G League. So, you know, New York's going to be tough with Coach Gilbride up there in D.C. Wow. with Cardale Jones. And, you know, I mean, they got, you know, they're going to be tough as well. I think everybody in Seattle, too. I mean, they're all going to be, you know, they've all got their strengths. I think it's just, it's going to be a lot of good football players.
You know, I was around for the first XFL. And now this time around, it seems so different. It actually seems so different. How big is it being a part of the Fox family and making this thing what it really is and how big it really can get?
Oh, I think it's incredible. And Fox and ABC. I want to give a love out to ABC.
Definitely.
But I think TV is huge for us. We haven't seen a TV footprint that's big since the USFL.
Definitely.
And I think that's what is really going to be – I think that's what's going to – we're on our 10 games, 8 of our 10 games on broadcast television. We got 2 on FS1, but 8 of them are on broadcast Fox or broadcast ABC, and that's just – you know, that's amazing.
It's monster.
Yeah,
it really is. I mean, the world actually going to get a chance to see football pretty much year-round and actually and for me – it's like watching wrestling. I like watching this brand. I like watching this brand just because I love the game. We got so many fans out there that just love the game. Those fantasy footballers, now they're going to get a chance to be a part of something totally different.
Yeah, and when you talk about totally different, y'all have changed some rules. I listened to Commissioner Luck talk about it. You know, there's the 1, 2, and 3 extra points.
The PAT. I mean,
so talk about that. So the
exciting.
1 is from the 5, right?
No, 1 is so 1 point from the 2.
From the 2.
2 is from the 5. 3 is from the 10. And, I mean, it doesn't get more exciting than that, right? You could be down 9. You know, you're down by 9. Generally, that's a 2-score. Now, all of a sudden, you're trying to tie the game. I think that's going to be amazing to see that in action. So.
And the way the tiebreakers are. Explain that.
So you've got – so your overtime is just incredible. I think it's a mix, right? It's a mix between what you see sort of in college where everybody gets an equal shot at getting in. But then you got a little bit of soccer and hockey thrown in there with that, you know, kind of that one shot to get the points. So what you've got is both your starting offense and your starting defense out there on the 5-yard line. And they got one, you know, they get one shot to throw into the end zone. And that gets you a point. Both teams take, you know, at least they get 5 opportunities for that. And the first one to get to 5. Wins, and then if they tie, then it goes into sudden death. I think the fans are going to be super excited about that. Hopefully, we're not going in overtime all the time.
Yeah, well, we don't. The Roughnecks are never in overtime.
Exactly, right.
We don't need to worry about it. But all the other teams,
send them home happy. Right?
Yeah,
but yeah, exactly. It'll be nice to watch on TV. But yeah, we're going to send our fans home happy at the end of regulation.
And what is going to be the equivalent? You know, because the Roughnecks are obviously going to go all the way. What's the equivalent to the Super Bowl? I mean, what's the way that structure is going to work?
Yeah, so, as well as what we're going to have the game actually when you know when we get there.
So they're still figuring. You know, the location is still being up, but we're in the mix, but this location still hasn't been set, but for the tournament it will be our divisions were divided by east and west.
Yes,
so we're in the western, so it's us, Seattle, LA, and Dallas, and then St. Louis, New York, DC, and Tampa in the east. So it'll be east champion versus the east runner-up, West champion versus West runner-up. So if we win the West, which we will.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll host that first playoff game there. And then the following week, they'll play that XFL championship game.
Man. Back in the day, it was the million-dollar game, right?
Yeah,
that was the first XFL.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah,
I remember that. Well, I think that it's just cool because you talk about like the gamblers. And really, I mean, I wasn't really around for too much of it, but I talked to people who were around for the gamblers, and they were like, "Man, you don't understand. We were rooting for the gamblers more than we were any other sports team at one time."
Man. I mean, they June was selling. They put 35,000 in the Astrodome.
Yeah,
I mean, you had Jim Kelly, and Anthony Carter.
I mean,
you had some. I mean, they did some. Serious
I tell you, I was here for that time, and the city was lit up, man. I mean, the gamblers were on fire. I mean, we literally were on a roll. I mean, to get the rug pulled out from under us like that, man, we was like, whoa, hold them up, man. We about to get a championship here in Houston. You know, what are you doing? You know, so heck yeah, man. Tickets right now, tickets on sale.
Tickets on sale. We, you know, and hey, we're loving it, man. Right now, we are ready to rock on Saturday, and tickets are going. We ticket sales have been real strong, and tickets are. $24 for single game. But if you get your season ticket, it's only $20. And look, $24 to get in the building to see a great football game. Yeah. You can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. I mean, everybody come out. I'm talking about mom, grandma, grandpa. Yeah. The kid,
everyone can come out for that price.
You're going to see. Look, we promise you. Look, it's going to be first class quality, first class customer service, the whole thing. When you come out, that fan experience is going to be outstanding.
I got one more. I know we got to go to break. Y'all share a common boss in Vince McMahon. Have you had any interactions with Vinnie Mac at all?
I have met him. I call him Mr. McMahon.
Yeah, that's right. Well, see, he hasn't signed my checks yet. So yeah, I can say Vinnie Mac.
You better call him Mr. McMahon.
I call him Mr. McMahon.
Hey guys, Brian Cooper, President Houston Roughnecks, guys. Stick around, guys. More Hall of Fame back in a minute.
Tell me right now, you really want to spend your whole life alone? A little time out might do you good, might do what's good for we be done for good. Cause I can make it good, I can make it hood, I can make it come, I can make it go.
Listening to the Hall of Fame on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Booker T and Brad Gilmore.
Welcome back inside the Hall of Fame, y'all. That's what that bad boy Bobby Brown was, just a good boy.
This was a jam though, right here.
You know, he wasn't bad boy. That looked like Jerry. Used to be Jerry. I
thought he was gonna break out the running man.
Hey man, we got Brian Cooper still hanging out with us, president of the Houston Roughnecks, and guys, kickoff going down February 8th. Tickets on sale right now. Tickets as low as $24. Get you in the building, man, and have a great time and watch some football and support H Town first and foremost. But speaking of support, we got two guys, Brad, that we got to talk about, because one of them is a friend of ours.
Yeah.
And Brian, you've been around. I don't know. How much you know about the boxing game?
A little bit. Just enough to be dangerous.
Well, a little bit. I mean, I go back in the day, way back in the day, as far as the boxing game goes. And two guys that fought back in the day, 1982 actually, Jerry Cooney.
Yes. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. And Larry Holmes.
Right.
They want to run it back. That's the story. The story is...
In 2020?
Yes. In 2020, Larry Holmes is looking to get back into the ring with Jerry Cooney. It's going to be for charity, but it's going to be a fight. Combined age, 133 years... Now, it was a movie, actually, back in the day. Cadillac was a remake of this fight. I don't know if you remember. This fight had a whole lot of hype behind it because Jerry Cooney, back in the day, like yourself, the Great White Hope.
That's right.
and the movie was called The Great White Hype.
Great
White Hype. Damon Wayne was in the movie. And it was toxic, man. It was toxic at that time, man. I was 17 years old, and I was like, man, I was loving it because no one knew what was going to happen. Jerry Cooney, literally one of the top heavyweights that ever, you know, put on a pair of boxing gloves. I mean, Jerry Cooney was a bad boy. If Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, Ken Norton, and about 10 other guys were not there, Jerry Cooney would have been the heavyweight champion of the world.
That's a little bit crazy, though. 100 and what did you say? 100 and what?
33 years. Yeah. So what do you think about these two actually getting into it? Now, wait a minute. I watched Larry Holmes. I don't know. It might have been 20 years ago.
That's a long time.
It might have been 20 years ago. He was 20 years younger, but it was in Galveston, Texas. It was a young man. Like I can't remember his name, but he was like in his 20s, and he was going to be fighting Larry Holmes. in the Moody Civic Center in Galveston, Texas. And he said, I'm going to go out here and beat up on this old man and just beat up on him and put him in retirement. And Larry Holmes proceeded to go out there and beat that young man up so bad. It was like a mismatch. It was like this kid shouldn't have never been in the ring with Larry Holmes, the former heavyweight champion of the world, as well as not just the former heavyweight champion of the world. I mean, the brother kept the title, you know, for many, many,
right,
many,
yeah.
many years.
Real boy.
Almost a decade. So what do you guys think? Brian, talk to me.
Brian, I'll let you take it.
When you were talking about Larry Holmes, all I could think of was when he jumped off that car roof on Rich Blood Green, and he was talking smack about Larry Holmes all of a sudden. So, for that reason,
jump through the roof.
I'm always going to put my money on the former champ, Larry Holmes. So, yeah,
it would definitely be a spectacle. Larry Holmes, it would be a spectacle.
Larry Holmes is 70 years old.
And Jerry Cooney's like what?
63. So tell me, do you think, what do you think that fight would look like, first of all? We like I said, we know Jerry Cooney. We see him walking around.
Yeah, we see him all the time. We're going to see him in a couple weeks. Now, here's my thing. There was a movie made about this. You ever seen the movie Grudge Match that came out about 10 years ago?
I did see that.
With Sylvester Stallone and Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
That's what this is. The two old guys getting back in the ring.
Yeah.
And it was bad. It was bad. Nobody wanted to see it. This isn't like, and all due respect to Jerry Cooney and Larry Holmes, but this isn't like Rocky Balboa, right, where you had Rocky get back in the ring, the Rocky VI, where you had Rocky get back in the ring with Mason the Lion Dixon. This isn't old versus young, just to see an exhibition style. This is shouldn't be licensed in any of the 50 states. Where are they doing this fight?
I don't know yet. That hadn't been determined. But
they're going to do it the same place Floyd had fought Nasukawa?
It's like the XFL. They haven't determined that yet. But the thing is this.
I think we got a halftime show. I want to stay away from that one.
This is the question. This is my question. Would you want to see Larry Holmes versus Jerry Cooney just for a novelty act? Would you want to see something like that? Would you pay to see it?
I think if it's for a good cause and if a couple rounds, maybe. But it had to be.
Three 1 minute rounds.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, it had to be
five 1 minute rounds.
Maybe.
Five 1 minute
rounds. I don't know if they can get that past the commission. You know, that'd be rough. But not to change the subject too much, but you said you follow boxing a little bit. I mean, do you know about the upcoming fight, Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder? This is, champion versus champion. You know, Deontay, maybe the best knockout artist in the game today. What do you think about that fight?
I mean, I think it's one I think people want to see. I think I haven't been following that closely.
Right.
But I think I know enough to know that that's going to be a good match. I always want to see – you want to see two guys come out that are close in scale, and I think you're going to get that there.
I agree.
That's
a great point.
Our two teams are like Houston and Los Angeles, right?
Right. February 8th.
I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I mean,
hoping we're not that close.
I think that we're going to be a step above. Anything can happen.
We're still talking about knockouts.
Buster Douglas won one time. You know what I mean? Anything can happen. But Brian, tell a little bit more about what's your background? You talked about working with the Vipers before. Tell a little bit about your background.
A little bit. So I started out as a lawyer. Don't hold that against me. But I would say
you like lawyers in here.
So I spent about 20 years as a lawyer and a sports exec. But I started out as a sports lawyer. And I represented, NBA, NHL, Major League Soccer, and then was an agent for a while. And then I also had my law practice where I represented just companies as well. And then after that, I went to the Vipers. And then on to Rice University as their senior associate AD.
How long are we with the Vipers?
I was at the Vipers just over 2.5 years. We won a championship in 2010. We were fortunate enough to build a hybrid arrangement with the Rockets, where they came in and helped our basketball operations side, and it paid off dividends right out the gate. We got Chris Finch was our coach that year. He's now in New Orleans, and we won a championship in 2010, and we went on from there. Since then, the Vipers have had three coaches go to the NBA, including Nick Nurse.
Who's now won the NBA championship.
And three titles in 10 years, and they're doing good stuff. So I said I'm one for one on championship rings and team presidencies. So I plan to hopefully get that streak, keep that streak going.
Yeah. We're gonna keep it moving. And then of course, you know, with the NBA and being involved with the Vipers. I mean, obviously Kobe, everybody took that pretty hard. Yeah. I don't know. Did you ever have any interactions with Kobe, or did you ever get a chance to be around him?
I didn't. I mean, I go to All-Star a couple of years, but I didn't see him and didn't know him. But yeah, I think even with that, obviously, just it's one of those things where it's still just. Even if you didn't, I heard somebody on the radio a couple nights ago say, they hadn't cried for an individual that they didn't know. And I think people, because he touched people in that way, that I think people just had that reaction about it. Even if they didn't know him, they just had an emotional reaction. I know Sunday I was just, it's like the air just sucked out of me. It was just, and I think it's just because he had such presence in life, and he had, those four beautiful daughters, and I don't know. It just, I think as a parent, like I said, it just kind of sucked the air out of me.
I tell you, Jerry, he played a piece that Kobe was talking last night, just motivating. It was always motivating. And I think that's what people going to really, really miss out on. I mean, the basketball career, everybody know how great it was, but I think what defines you at the end of the day is your full body of work. And I really feel like Kobe had so much more work still yet to be done. Hey, guys, we got Brian Cooper here with us. He's just been hanging out with us. President of Houston Roughnecks. I want to say how much I respect you, man. First and foremost, because I look at you. You're a young man, man, and you've had a lot of success in your years. And there's so many young men out there that can look at you and say, man, that's what I want to be like. And then how do I get there? And then for someone like yourself to be able to say, this is how you do it. There are no shortcuts. I mean, there are no, ways you can just, snap your finger, get which quick schemes. It's not like that. You've put in the work, man. And
I mean, and I think that's what's, and everybody can do it. I think that it's I always tell folks, just to look, it's never, it's always a possibility. And you just got to, I always tell folks, I said, look, map out where you want to be, 5 to 10 years. That's your roadmap right there. Now figure out those steps to get there, and you can do it. You can figure out, okay, I want to be here in 5 years. Okay, well, how do you get there? Well, I got to do this, this, and this. Okay, well, go attain this. You got to get this. And I said, that's your roadmap. And I didn't even do it that way, honestly, coming up. It's just kind of, things kind of, I was like, oh, well, I like, this is a good skill set. I should do it. But I think if, to me, I'm always thinking that that's just the, I want to see people. I love seeing people, attain what they, attain that thing. And I think everybody's got that capability. And I'm always happy to see when people are like, look, I tried this and I didn't succeed. I went this route again. I went this route. That's how everybody has to do it. That's the thing. I think it's, I was at a TD Club event yesterday, and Ricardo McDonald was speaking, and he gave a great speech where, he's talking about it. He talked about, failure, begets success, and that you're going to have that. And I think that's what makes the end game the most rewarding is when you've worked, you hard, you struggled, you've made another route. And I just love seeing people I love hearing stories about that, and I love seeing people attain their goals and dreams when they've had that. And like you said, it's recognizing that, the fight. And attaining it is just
definitely,
great.
Definitely.
This is great.
Life is, man. Life is the hardest thing that one is going to deal with in life. And I tell the young people all the time, man, preparation. Preparation is the only luck you're going to ever have. You know what I mean? So prepare yourself for life, because it ain't going to get no easy. It's going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. Just like them Houston Roughnecks guys. Brian Cooper in the house with us, y'all. I want to appreciate you for stepping in with us and talking a little boxing. President of the Houston Roughneck guys, season kicks off February 8th, TDECU Stadium. Get some, want some, sucker. Tickets starts at $24. Hey, guys, we'll be back in a minute.
And joining me on the phone right now, comedian Bill Engvall and Dr. Joe. Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you so much for doing this. You know, I got so much I want to talk to y'all about. But let's first start off with Bill. You know, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. Growing up here in Texas, you were a mainstay in my family household with, you know, Here's Your Sign was a special I watched all the time. And so it's a pleasure to have you on. How's everything been going in the world of Bill Engvall as of late?
You know what, man? Every day I wake up, I'm just amazed that if you'd have told me 40 years ago that people would still pay money to hear what I got to talk about, I'd have said that they must have passed legal marijuana in Texas.
Well, yeah, not yet, I guess, but I can understand why you would think that. I mean, I guess you never thought in your wildest dreams you'd go this far.
I love what I do, and I got the greatest job on the planet. I get to travel around this great country of ours, make people laugh, make them feel good. And they decided to pay me for it. So that's, I got nothing to complain about.
Did you ever think that, you know, perhaps, you know, coming from your background and the subject matter that you were going to cover, that maybe your comedy wouldn't translate in certain parts of the country, or did you think, you know what, funny is funny and I'm going to make people laugh?
I think that's it, Brad. You know, I have a theory that we all do the same things. It's just with different accents.
I like that. I like that. Now, tell us a little bit here about what you're doing with Dr. Joe. I mean, I know that FU is the campaign, Frequent Urination for Men. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, I'll be honest with you, buddy. The older I get, I started noticing over the years, that last few years at least, that you know, like going to a ball game or out on the golf course and stuff, that I was starting to try to. I was having to go to the bathroom more often, and it kind of worried me. So I went to my urologist and got it checked out, and everything was fine. And I was told that I might want to think about adding some vitamins to my diet that would help the prostate health. And so then I stumbled across Urinazinc and talked to those folks, and they put me in touch with Dr. Joe. And we both like the product. It's completely natural. It's not a drug. And basically all it does is replace the vitamins that have been weeded out of our system over the period of time. And I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be talking to you right now if I wasn't taking it. But I noticed after the first month of taking Urinazinc that there was a decrease in the amount of times I was going to the bathroom and the urgency to go. And so I thought, you know, especially if, you know, where I'm from, right there in Texas, is that men are all raised to be tough and, you know, just stuff it out or fix it yourself. And this is not something you want to mess with. The prostate is our friend, but it can also be cause some big problems if you don't keep it healthy.
And you know, Dr. Joe, if you can kind of expound upon that a little bit. I mean, Bill's right. Down here in Texas and in a lot of parts of the country, you know, men want to try to tough it out, or as we say, cowboy up. Why is that a bad idea?
Yeah. Well, the biggest problem with most health situations is that by the time you're aware of it, it's already too late. And if the message that Bill and I get out is to get guys to go in and see their doctor and just get a checkup, because if you have a bad disease like a cancer, which this does not prevent or treat, you'd want to find it early so that you can treat it and recover from it and live your life as long as God wants you here. But without those checkups, you're flying blind, and there's a reason. It's a bad day when God's trying to kill you. They'd like to know about it well in ahead.
Yeah, definitely that would be a bad day. Now, I'm still a young man. I'm not to a man of a certain age yet. But when should men start being aware of this, and when should we start worrying about it and getting checked up?
Well, most men by age 50 should have the serum PSA, which is a blood test. Not the best test in the world, but not a bad screening test. And by age 40, you know, again, it's not so much the years as it is the mile. If you've been hard on your body, you know, starting at 40 is not bad. Certain racial preferences should start earlier. African-American probably have a higher incidence and should be checked earlier in life. But again, not the years, the miles. How hard it's been.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand that. And I think that it's great that y'all are out there trying to let people know, because I think that's one of those things that I don't know, Bill, if you know, you had the wherewithal to realize it, but I don't know if many people would realize, hey, man, I'm kind of using the restroom a lot. Maybe I should get this checked out. And, you know, maybe there's some sort of vitamin or treatment regimen. So I think that's a great thing that y'all are out there doing. And what's been the response, Bill, you know, to this campaign?
Well, you know what? I have actually gotten some feedback from on my social media that it's nice to read that guys are saying, hey, thanks for bringing us to the forefront. And also, this goes out to the ladies, too. You know, if you want your guy around, get him to go to the doctor. I don't, you know, I always find it amazing that if I told you I could give you a natural supplement that would make you lift more weights and run faster, we would take it without even thinking about it. I don't think a lot of guys realize how much the prostate plays in the sexual encounters with your partner. You know, it's a major factor, and if you don't take care of it, then as Joe says, you're not going to be partying.
Yeah, right. No, I hear you. And once again, where can people find out more information about this?
You can go to urinazinc.com. It's urinozinc.com. And you can buy it at Walmart, CVS, Rite Aid, whatever your local drugstore is, or a natural vitamin store. And like Joe says, I don't want to mislead people. This is not a drug that's going to prevent prostate cancer or cure it. It's just basically what you're doing is it's like you do anything for you take natural vitamins to help your body process what's going on and replace what's been taken out.
Absolutely. So y'all go check that out. And Bill, when's the next time we're going to see you around the great state of Texas? You going to be touring here anytime soon?
From your mouth to God's ears. I hope to get back there real soon. I always enjoy coming home and doing the show.
Absolutely. And what else can we expect to see you on soon? I know that you've been on Last Man Standing on Fox. How's that process been working with Tim?
Oh, it's been great. You know, Timmy's great to work with, and we have a blast. And as far as what's up next for me, I don't know, man. I've been really lucky in my career that I've achieved every goal I wanted and set in front of me. I guess the next thing might be Bill Engvall on Ice, but I don't think anybody wants to see that.
I don't know. It might be pretty entertaining. let people know where they can follow you on your tour dates, all your social media and that stuff.
Yeah, social media, Instagram is just Bill Engvall. Make sure you go to the one with the blue check mark, because apparently there's a lot of Bill Engvalls there that look exactly like me, but it's not me. And then go to BillEngvall.com, and the schedule's up there.
Yeah, BillEngvall.com. I know that you're going to be hitting West Virginia coming up, Tennessee, Florida, Pennsylvania, the whole nine yards. You're going to be all over the country in the great country of the United States of America. So go to BillEngvall.com. Bill, it's just a pleasure again. I mean, once again, you were one of those voices that I heard growing up my entire life in my household, you along with Jeff Foxworthy and Larry the Cable Guy and Ron White. And that Here's Your Sign special. I wore that DVD out, and I can't tell you how many times that I stole your bit about the imaginary boombox when you're teaching your daughter to drive. I told that joke all the time when my sister was learning to drive. So it's really a pleasure and a treat to talk to you.
That means a lot to me, buddy, and it lets me know I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And we, Joe and I, sure do appreciate you. You know, you allowing us on your show, because you know you guys got the you guys talk sports and stuff, and I think that this is something that you know you guys that guys need to know about.
Well, speaking of sports, one last question for you: who you got in the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, the last line I saw was Pick'em, but I think it's didn't to a point. I think my honest gut tells me that I got to tell you, that as much as it kills me being a Cowboy fan, but after watching the Niners, I think I'm going to go with the Niners by 3.
Ooh, man, okay. I think that you're going out on a limb a little bit with how Kansas City's been working and what they did to my Houston Texans. But I would like to see the 49ers go out there and win one. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll put money on it. And if I lose it, I'm going to come collect from you. Is that cool? All right. The legendary Bill Engvall.
Oh, Brian, what have you done now?